A warning to boaters on Utah Lake. The level is dropping so low, it makes launching and recovering boats very difficult. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, search and rescue crews say if you need help on Utah Lake, be prepared to leave your boat behind. The lake is now just under 49% full. It was at 55 around Memorial Day. It has dropped more. And now authorities say that means they can only launch jet boats and airboats as their primary vessels. So if they're called out on the lake, they'll only be involved in bringing back the people in need. The rest, the boat, the property, everything will stay on the lake. You'll have to arrange to have it removed yourself. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Dropping too low. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, Utah Lake dropped below 49% full, and the levels are expected to continue to drop until winter. Utah State Parks and Utah County Search and Rescue crews say that means that launching and recovering vessels is getting more difficult at the marinas. So now they can only use jet boats and airboats for rescues. They'll only bring people back to shore, but they cannot recover any boats for now. Those you'll have to arrange to get yourself. Many of Utah's reservoirs are doing well because it was a wet spring, but the low snowpack in warm February means a dry soil soaking up much of the runoff. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.